Today, the tyranny of multiple jobs. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest posts covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. One of the critical changes that we've detected in our household surveys is the rise in the number of households containing people working in multiple part-time jobs. This reflects the rise of the gig economy, zero-hours contracts, and more informal working patterns. But set in the context of higher household debt and greater demand for more income. We covered this recently in our Household Financial Confidence Index, which highlighted the rise in the number of people worried about their employment prospects. And overall, employed people worked a total of 19.2 million jobs during 2016 and 17, and that was an increase of 3.6% over the previous 12 months, and a 6.4% increase over the 6 years to 2016, according to the ABS. But the trends in multiple jobs chimes with recent research from the ABS, which revealed that around 15.6% of people who worked in 2016-17 held more than one job at the same time. In Australia, there were 2.1 million multiple job holders during the 2016-17 financial year. That's the last year for which data is available. And these were people who worked two or more jobs at the same time at some point during the year. The multiple job holder rate is the proportion of workers with multiple jobs in comparison to the number of employed people. And the multiple job holder rate increased slightly from 14.4% in 2011-12 to 15.6% in 2016-17. Of all the multiple job holders in 2016-17, 72.6% held two jobs, 19.4% held three jobs, and the remainder held four or more jobs. Females were more likely to be multiple job holders than males. In 2016-17, 53.7% of multiple job holders were females, and 46.3% were male. The multiple job holder rate for females at 17.5% was higher than that for males at 13.8%. And people under the age of 30 were more likely to be multiple job holders. Of all the multiple job holders in 2016-17, 11.9% were aged under 21, 15% were aged between 21 and 24, and 16% were aged between 25 and 29. For females, multiple job holding rates were higher for those aged 18 to 20, which matches the highest age bracket for males in 16-17. For both males and females, rates were lowest for those aged 85 and over and 80 to 84, respectively. A multiple job holder's first concurrent job is the one in which they earn the most income. The most common industry of first concurrent jobs was healthcare and social assistance at 14.4%, and almost four out of every five of these workers were female. The second concurrent job is the highest income job held at the same time as the first concurrent job, and the largest share of these were in the administrative and support services at 14.2%, with those being shared by male and female multiple job holders at 55.6% for males and 44.4% females. In their first concurrent job, female multiple job holders were most likely to be working in healthcare and social assistance, 240,000 female multiple job holders, education and training, 161,600, or retail trade, 107,500. While male multiple job holders were most likely to be in administrative and support services, 130,200, and male multiple job holders in construction, 111,400, or accommodation and food services, 91,900. And the median total employment income for multiple job holders was $40,500. And those with a maximum of two concurrent jobs recorded a median employment income of $41,400, while those people with three jobs and more had lower median employment incomes at $38,600 and $38,000 respectively. The highest median employment income for the first concurrent job was in mining at $66,200, followed by electricity, gas, water and waste services at $49,700. And the mining industry also recorded the highest median employee income for second jobs at $16,800, followed by electricity, gas, water and waste services at $9,400. And the lowest median employment income for first concurrent jobs was in accommodation and food services at $13,800, closely followed by agriculture, forestry and fishing at $14,100. Public administration and safety and education and training had the lowest median employee incomes for the second jobs at $2,000 and $2,800 respectively. Now there are some interesting trends across the states. In the Northern Territory, there are around 209,000 jobs and around 138,000 people employed. The main industry is public administration and safety, the main occupation professionals, and the median income per job is $47,367. In Western Australia, the number of jobs is just over 2 million. The number of people employed is just over 1.4 million. The main industry is healthcare and social assistance, and the median job income per job is $45,973. In South Australia, there's around 1.2 million jobs with 899,000 people employed. The main industry again is healthcare and social assistance, and the median income per job is $41,400. In Tasmania, there are around 387,000 jobs with 275,000 people employed. The main industry, again, is healthcare and social assistance, and the median income per job is $37,209. In Queensland, there are around 3.8 million jobs, with 2.7 million people employed. The main industry, again, is healthcare and social assistance, and the median income per job is $42,692. In New South Wales, the number of jobs is just over 6 million, and the number of people employed is just over 4.3 million. The main industry, once again, is healthcare and social assistance, and the median income per job is $43,795. In the ACT, there are 349,000 jobs, with 249,000 people employed. The main industry here is public administration and safety, and the median income per job is a massive $54,774. So once again, we see that working in the public sector is paying dividends. And finally, in Victoria, there are 4.8 million jobs spread across 3.4 million people, and the main industry is healthcare and social assistance, and the median income per job is $42,134. Across the jurisdictions, the Northern Territory had the highest rate of multiple job holdings at 19.1%, while South Australia reported the lowest at 14.9% during 2016-17, and the Northern Territory had the highest rate in 2011-12, and New South Wales had the lowest. While some second concurrent jobs at 49.6% were held for the entire year, many were not. For those held for less than the entire year, the median duration was 22 weeks. So, what does this tell us? Well, firstly, we know that more households are working in more concurrent jobs, and the prime driver from our surveys is to support larger mortgage repayments and managing the broader cost of living in a low-income environment. The second point to make is that a lot of these roles are fragmentary. And that means that people spend more time travelling between specific jobs and from different locations. So it's a very inefficient way of working. And thirdly, the marginal return in terms of extra income degrades quickly from job two to job three, etc. So this, I think, points a very worrying trend in terms of fragmentation of the jobs market. But my view is we're going to see more of this ahead, and the rise and rise of the gig economy, and the extra pressure on incomes from very low income growth, is going to put more pressure on multiple job holders. And whilst you might well argue that there is extra flexibility in being able to mix a range of part-time jobs, the fact is that for many, working multiple jobs concurrently is a tyranny that's very hard to navigate. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.